Wonderful. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Stephen McDonnell. I'm the clerk of the conference. Welcome. We've all arrived. Let's take a few minutes to arrive. So I'd like you just maybe to just, if you choose to, close your eyes and just arrive. Everything it took for you to get here. Some of us have been planning this conference for a year. Some of you were with us here last year. So everything it took in an entire year to get here, whatever your year has been like, and whatever your last couple months have been like, what your life has been like, and just arrive. Whatever your travel was like getting here today, and just arrive. And take your time, but maybe when you arrive, if you'd open your eyes so that I can see you. But take your time and just arrive. Let me know you're here. So maybe what you'd like to do when you've arrived is to put out your hand to the person next to you and say, I've arrived. And now I'd like you to just hold the intention, if you would, if you're a prayerful person, to hold the intention that we all arrive even more fully in the course of the weekend. We're beginning to weave in and out with each other. So can you hold that intention that we all arrive more fully? And what we're going to do now is we're just going to be quiet for a few minutes and drop into what we call worship as Quakers. If you're not a Quaker, we're just going to be quiet for a few minutes and we're going to speak out of the silence and do the rest of the weekend out of the silence. So maybe let's just have about 5 minutes of silence. So welcome again. Just a few introductions and then we'll get started, and I'll have some announcements at the end, but just a few introductions. We have a planning committee who planned this conference. There's about 15 of us, and I'd like the planning committee to please stand. These are the folks that have put the conference together. But please look at their faces, and if you have any questions that you need anything for your comfort, please find one of them and they will know what to do. All right? Thank you. Now I'd like anybody who's here at the conference for the first time to please stand. We'd like to look at your faces. Now give us a minute to look at your faces because we want to welcome you here. So welcome. And I know many of you have come to hear Joanna. So welcome, welcome, welcome to our conference. Thank you. And I was going to ask a third group of people to stand, but I haven't asked them to do this job yet. But we have a few people we call listeners. And they're going to have a yellow tag on their name tag. And those are folks that if you have any kind of emotional issue arise for you and you would like a good ear, go to a listener who will have a yellow sticker on their badge. So I'm going to ask them at the end of this evening. Those of you who are newcomers, if you would get a blue sticker and put it on your name tag, that would be great. Karen has them in the back. The PC will have green stickers. And we have asked some people if you're willing to allow us to photograph you so that we can use it for our publicity. If you would sign a release for that, we'd like you to do that. But if you don't want us to photograph you at all, would you put a red sticker on your name tag? All right. Great. And I saw Lorraine somewhere. There she is. Lorraine, will you please come up? Thanks.
I'm Lorraine Kraling, and I am clerk for the Speaker Search Committee. As you know, this is a Quaker conference with an interest in depth psychology, specifically Jungian psychology. And I thought I just might scout around in Jung a bit to see what he had to say about the environment and nature. This is what I found. Jung once experienced a violent earthquake, and he described it like this. My first immediate feeling was that I no longer stood on familiar earth, but on the skin of a gigantic animal that was heaving under my feet. It was this image that impressed itself on me, not the physical facts of the earthquake. The earth has a soul, Jung went on to explain. Like our speaker, Joanna Macy, Jung understood the tragedy and devastating impact of modern man's loss of a deep connection with nature and the spirit that resides within it. Nature is not only matter, she is spirit, Jung said. Were that not so, the only source of spirit would be human reason. There is nothing without spirit, for spirit seems to me to be on the inside of all things. Of course, Jung recognized the importance and richness of scientific knowledge. He was a physician, as you know. But he believed such knowledge led modern man to believe he could control nature and matter, erasing its spirit. He saw how rituals that once connected us to the vast fabric of life in nature and gave our lives depth and meaning had been lost. Jung explained modern man's isolation and attending anxiety from the loss this way. Man feels isolated in the cosmos. Thunder is no longer the voice of God, nor is lightning God's avenging missile. Rivers do not contain a spirit. No tree represents a man's life. No snake is the embodiment of wisdom. And the mountains no longer harbor great demons. Stones, freshwater springs, plants, and animals no longer speak to man. Man has lost his bush soul, his ability to identify with a wild animal. This kind of immediate communication with nature is gone forever, and the emotional energy it generated in us has sunk into the unconscious. Our dreams speak of this loss. Joanna shares Jung's deep conviction that the earth has a soul. She understands, as Jung did, that we once felt ourselves a part of the living network of the earth on which we walk and of the earth itself. If we connect to this level of teeming life the way our ancestors and native people did, it would prohibit us from toppling rainforests, drilling in the Arctic, or contributing to the giant islands of plastic which smother our seas. We would find it impossible to deny the fact that increasing CO2 in our atmosphere, the product of burning fossil fuels, is responsible for melting glaciers, rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, and species extinction. Joanna Macy not only understands that the Earth has a soul, she has lived the hero's journey to keep that connection and inspire it in others. The Speaker Search Committee gets its ideas for speakers from our membership, from what you say on your evaluation forms and what you tell us. So Please tell us, speak to us, about someone you would like to see as a future speaker. Often our choice for a speaker starts with a topic that rises up from the group. And of course, what subject could be more important at this global moment, to use Joanna Macy's words, than the health of our planet Earth? Joanna's name was raised many times over the years as a possible plenary speaker. She was truly the cutting edge of environment, including nuclear concerns and other peace and social justice issues. She is the author of 12 books, including most recently a fresh revision of her seminal work, Coming Back to Life, The Updated Guide to the Work That Reconnects, and Act of Hope. Love this subtitle, How to Face the Mess We're In Without Going Crazy. Jeremy Peterson, wherever he is, tells me that these are for sale in our pop-up Pendle bookstore. Check it out in Mund Hall. With Joanna's international reputation as an environmental activist, Buddhist scholar, and renowned for whipping the fires of heaven and hell into the hearts and minds of her workshop listeners to spur them into action, well, frankly, I assume Joanna would be out of the reach of this conference's modest speaker budget. But Victor McGregor is our resident visionary on the speaker search committee. Victor likes to shoot for the moon when it comes to potential speakers. I expect I'll come home very soon with a message on my phone machine. Oh, hi, Lorraine, yes, Victor here. As though I know anybody else with a South African accent. I was thinking, why don't we try to get President Obama for next year? He won't be doing anything, and he would be great on Jungian individuation and the hero's journey. But I had heard a recent NPR interview with Joanna, and I knew she was dynamite. I recalled a conference in the 1970s when we were still at Haverford, when Joe and Teresina Havens were plenary speakers, and Joanna was a sparkling presence in a small group which was whose members were being led to get in touch with this despair we felt about environmental issues, even back then. She has always been ahead of her time. So we were coming up to our 75th Friends Conference on Religion and Psychology, and I began to share Victor's optimism. How cool would it be to have this soulful, scintillating, spiritually grounded, brilliant mind, and Rilke translator, Joanna Macy, who was no stranger to Quakers, had even taught at Pendle Hill. Wouldn't it be amazing to have her as our plenary speaker? All we could do was ask. She could always say no. We ask. Her assistant, Anne, explained that Joanna has limited her travel greatly these days, particularly as far as the East Coast. We would have to wait for 2 years. But the spring of 2016 was a possibility, and she said she would like to do our conference, if health allowed. God willing, is what her email said. Anne was watchful and helpful at every step of our careful planning. We all kept faith. The foundation of Jungian psychology is the hero's journey, the capacity to turn inward, to understand our deepest loves and fears, hatreds and passions, strengths and weaknesses, past and present, and then to channel that energy consciously into our lives and to go forth in the world, as Joanna would say, and make a difference. The great turning initiative, which lies at the heart of her work, is about transformation, just like the heart of the Jungian individuation process. Joanna has devoted her life to making the rest of us see that the transformation of our industrial growth society into a more sustainable civilization is within our grasp, if we have faith. If one touches the earth, one cannot avoid the spirit, Jung wrote. And if one touches it in a friendly way, the spirit of nature will be helpful. If touched in an unfriendly way, the spirit of nature will oppose us. We are deeply grateful to Joanna, who has traveled this amazing journey of learning how to touch both the inside and outside of things and people, and her willingness to share her leadings with us. We are thrilled to welcome Joanna back to the Friends Conference on Religion and Psychology.